Lefty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
Frosty can't stop dancing when he hears this song come on.
This is my dance song, baby.
This is our last show, final episode, so we're having a party inside the studio. All of our friends from the show are stopping by. And one of our friends, longtime supporter of our show, and I consider him a friend, Miles L. Berman, DUI defense attorney, is right here with us right
best
now.
In the business.
Miles. You know, thanks. I'd like to say I'm happy to be here, but it's a sad. For me, it's very sad. You know, you guys have been a mainstay in this town, and we've developed friendships,
yeah.
And that's what really kind of gets me. You know, I said last night on the air, I was on Tim's show, and I didn't get a chance to see you guys and thank you guys, but even though I'm an advertiser, everybody, including Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and your producers, and everybody connected with the show, has always made me feel like I'm part of the team. And that was different than other stations or other advertising or marketing aspects that I get involved with. That, yes, there's part of the team, but there's been much more interaction with you guys and with the station, the people from the station. They really knew how to take care of their advertisers. And it was just it was my honor to get to know everybody at the station.
Miles, all our segments on the air with you have been very informative to our audience who does drink and drive.
People love Miles, yeah.
And we've been here 8.5 years because of advertisers like you who are here from day one, who stuck with us and supported us, that we stayed on the air. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome, but it wasn't the hard decision. You guys are number one.
Well, there's that.
Exactly.
Oh, stop.
Miles, we know you represent people who need representation because they've done something stupid and got behind the wheel. Will you do a shot with us today?
Come on, Miles. Today is the day. A shot.
Or
at least a beer. Do we have the beer girl?
Maybe bring in the beer girl.
Do we have the bong out there?
Here's what I'll do.
Okay.
Because I'm sure the police are listening.
And they're going after you.
If I take a shot and acknowledge that I take a shot on the air, I'd rather be known for advertising on your show and getting people good results.
Well, maybe we could entice Miles.
DUI cases. So I won't say whether I will or I won't.
All right.
Three commercials in the
back. That's lawyer talk. Give me one. Let's get the beer girl in here, too. Remember our beer girl we always had in, Holly?
Holly.
Much more than that.
Miles, take out Holly.
She's been a part of our show for a long time, too. And look, oh my God, she did jump for a funeral.
She's really mourning
our
show.
Beers in a coffin, very appropriately.
Beers in a baby casket.
I've never seen a funeral director look like her.
I would go to more funerals.
And
Jesus
she's
Christ.
In black, too.
We're webcasting at 971fmtalk.com. You want to see Holly in her veil, dark morning clothes.
Miles, how can you turn that down?
Yeah. Well,
you
know,
with the camera going, I'll just wait and see if one shows up.
He didn't take it.
I'll wait.
Yeah.
Hey, Holly, nice black veil. They're very appropriate.
I want Holly to hang out. You can come over here, Holly, and set up the casket bar because it is kind of a funeral.
You know, you should rent yourself out to funerals. You really liven up a set.
She's like,
you're really
fun in funeral right there.
Holly
Weber.
Set it on top of that.
Miles, did you come in during our official drinking shows? I don't remember because I was drunk.
I'm sure I have, and I'm trying to think. I think the last time I was here after you guys were doing a drinking show. But yes, I have. I do remember I have.
Well, it's been 8.5 years, so it's a lot.
Yes, I mean, you guys have me. You were kind enough to have me on the show so many times that I can't say they're all blending into one, but, you know, for you guys, they may be.
At this point.
Miles may have been one of our very first sponsors.
I think so.
Like the from day
first
one.
First sponsor, first guy to let us do endorsements for him.
Yep.
So he's always
We went to dinner at a Japanese restaurant in the
Valley.
Yeah, I remember that.
If you guys remember.
Yep.
Yes.
And
yes.
We got wasted and sake and you drove it. And we were like,
Miles had to turn
the car.
We're like, car surfing on the hood.
And that bag lady bounced off the hood.
That was fun.
And you flew in the weeds and you kept going. And you're like,
okay, man.
You know, from the very first time that I met you guys, you've had the same personality as you have throughout as you do today.
Yeah.
It was like an instant connection, and it was something that
it's because we're from the Midwest, all of us, right?
Yeah,
from Chicago.
Yeah, we're all Indiana kids. So, you know.
Which reminds me, what did you do for the last time I was on? You had a question about Florida, what you're going to do for your family for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. What did you end up doing?
What did you end up deciding to do?
Stupidly, thinking I had a job for several years to come. I spent thousands and thousands of dollars on all these expensive, extravagant gifts for all my family. Well, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Fast forward 60 days later, whoops.
Did you go to Florida?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
That was good.
So, if you're listening in Florida, family, that was the last Christmas from Frosty Claus.
Frosty Claus.
You know what? I don't accept that. I think that you guys are number one. You're number one in a tough market. It was probably the large. I don't know about New York that much, but this has got to be proportionately larger than New York with all the radio stations and TV stations and all the other types of entertainment that are going on in this town, especially with the entertainment and the shows that do entertainment stuff. You guys are marketable not just in Los Angeles, but any other major market. Not, of course, a minor market, but you guys are too good for a minor market. So any other major market in the country would be lucky to have you guys.
I really hope
that you stay in Los Angeles, because I'm looking forward to working with you guys at some point.
But here's that. We already have an advertiser, future employers.
All right, we're Miles Berman, Tom Gunn, DUI defense attorney.
But if we do go to Lexington, will you still advertise there as well? Because,
I'll tell you what I'll do. I have DUI lawyers all over, DUI friends. DUI clients all
we
over
all
the
know.
Country.
Well,
actually,
you consider me a friend.
How many clients do you have on the air and radio stations across America, by the way?
That's not for me to say. But I do have lawyers that I know that are also aggressive in marketing in other parts of the country. So make sure that you guys let me know if you end up somewhere else. I hope not. I hope you end up here, and I'd be happy to share my friends with you.
Me and Frank call you a lot, so yeah. One of those calls will be...
Miles number is one of my favorites.
We have you on speed dial, don't we?
Miles is my top five. But seriously, thank you so much for the years of support, and we couldn't... we couldn't do it without you, the advertiser.
Nope,
and so thank you so much for being there with us.
Well, thanks, and I hope you never need 8884 Top Gun, but you know, I'm always there for you guys.
Is it still TopGunDUI.com as well?
Yes, TopGunDUI.com. Yeah, I have to think now, because the last few days have been a little swimming for me. You know, my mind has been a little...
So head on over to Molly Malone's. I'm sure you can pass out your cards over there and make a bundle.
Miles, I have a question, though. With the times you've come in here, we've seen you many times through the years. I see your ad in the newspaper and everything else. Do you ever not wear a suit and tie?
You notice my tie is down.
You know,
when I come here, you know, I just have my jacket on because it's a little cold outside today. At least for me, my blood is thinned out after being here so long.
Yeah,
almost 21 years.
Right.
So next time I'll try not to. I'll come in blue jeans.
Blue t-shirt. There we go.
I do have to tell you one time that I did do a radio show. I brought my wife with me, and I was wearing blue jeans. And she said, you got to get dressed up nice. You know, you're doing a radio show. I said, yeah, it's radio.
Anything.
As long as she's hot. No, you know what I'm saying? She's pretty.
Toast to Miles L. Berman.
Everyone raise your glass to Miles L. Berman. Top Gun DUI defense attorney.
Cheers.
I didn't know you had a tattoo under your arm.
Yeah, tattoo of hair.
It's like a crown of thorns.
He designed it himself.
I designed it myself. Started growing it when I was 15. I know, it was late.
It should be Miles' phone number since you call it so much.
It should be.
Just tattoo it on your arm.
Hey, guys. Where is it?
Miles L. Berman.
Where is that tattoo?
If it's dirty, if you need him, call him. Stick it in your billfold. You may need it.
Thank you, brother.
Miles, I have a feeling we'll talk again.
I'm sure
somewhere,
we will. I'm looking
sometime.
For on the air.
On the air. Absolutely.
Keep in touch. Miles L. Berman.
Yay.
Great advertiser of this show. Thank you, my friend.
Lots of luck, guys.
Thank you.
And, of course, not all advertisers could pop their head in today.
We have more people coming in. We have the doorbell. Who's coming out? Oh, Jack McGee. Longtime friend of the show. We have
Jack McGee.
Oh my goodness!
How you doing, Rescue Jack?
Me fame. He's in every movie that is even
Jack McGee.
Right on the green mic, brother.
My God! Somebody give me that bottle of Jack Daniels. I'm gonna change my sobriety date.
All right, you're gonna lose your button.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a shot. I've lost my buttons already. Actually, I have to do a couple of shooters there after having to listen to that poem.
Oh, did you hear that?
How'd you hear that?
How could you? Well, are you kidding me? You wonder where the hell Lee Harvey Oswald is when you need him. She pushed right in. She says, excuse me. She wasn't married to you once before? Then I had to go jump into a bottle of peroxide. The crabs were all over me. How'd you like to wake up next to that in the morning? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well.
Jack McGee, everybody.
Yeah. Is anybody that needs Miles L. Berman?
It might be you.
It's her. No, hey, not
well,
me.
Well, look at the lovely beer wench.
I know that. That's
Holly.
Great.
Holly, do you want a, you want a beer?
Well, no, no. What she doesn't realize that by the end of the day, she's going to fit into that thing. The casket, I meant.
Because nothing says good times like a baby casket.
You got a beer and a camera on Holly. Come on, put a camera on Holly.
I'm sure this
Jesus Christ, people.
Hey, I just wanted, you want to stop by for a few minutes just to tell you guys, you know what? It's all Dennis Leary's fault. When you went in doubt, blame it on Dennis Leary.
There you go.
And I know you guys have been doing this for a long time, and anytime you get an 8-year run, and there's, and I'm figuring that you guys, if you, I was just telling this to Heidi, if you choose to, you'll probably be out of work for a month. If you choose to. Take the month, go back, because somebody's going to grab this up. You don't have what you guys do, and then, and not to get too mushy about it, you know, do what you guys do, and speak to a lot of people that, that get you without, without having a great degree of success. And the numbers game is the numbers game. But I've had a lot of great times with you guys in here, and then, you'll be fine. Take some time off.
Are you free right now? What are you doing for the next 2 or 3 weeks?
I'm, actually, you and I go in for colonoscopy.
After the colonoscopy.
We're going to do the Jiffy Lube, so it's going to be fine. Right down in West Hollywood.
Yeah,
I have a coupon.
Nobody does it better than West Hollywood.
Nobody does it, no. But sometimes it's not so much the procedure as it is the crew.
Put that on the podcast.
Put that right on the podcast. I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want
to
thank you, Jack McGee.
I'm proud of the three of you. You got a great thing going here. Just and that song was amazing.
Is he not a genius?
Did you cry?
Because most times you tinkle in. Yeah, I'll tell you what. It was wonderful.
Cheer up.
It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was great stuff. So
I was lip syncing. It was actually from some artist being beamed in.
Yeah. Bean Bean Din? What is that? Somebody out of Bollywood?
Bean Bean Din?
Bean Bean Din.
Have another. Have another. Well, listen, I'm just running in quick to say hey, and I got my ex-girlfriend's coming in, Miriam.
What? Miriam!
The Irish maiden is here.
Miriam.
We're going to sing a little Cockles and Muscles?
Yeah.
Jack, why don't we got some time
you
off.
You have just been with everybody.
Miriam, us.
Yeah. Miriam! A
couple months ago. What do you say?
Miriam. Miriam.
Oh, don't even start. Miriam.
Yeah, that's the past tense. I'm Miriam, you hear Miriam. Yeah.
Oh, but
she's
going to
come
girlfriend.
On. Yeah, no.
I
she's just
it.
A friend of mine. She told me to give you a tickle because you tried to hit on her last year, but you
hit on her.
I don't remember. I was drunk.
You crapped your pants and you peed your pants.
Is she the one I raped online? Was that
when? No. She's the one that she just basically verbally abused and destroyed her soul.
Let's keep in touch. I mean, keep in touch with our website.
Well, we can finally have that lunch all the time that we've been talking about.
The typical Hollywood. Hey, let's do lunch sometime.
No, we're really doing it.
Actually, we will.
Well, Heidi and Frank have been over.
Yeah.
We didn't get.
Well, I've been to your house. You sold that house, right?
That's 7 houses ago.
Yeah.
My wife Stephanie Jeeps, she's listening right now. Steph.
Hi, Steph.
Don't buy a house while I'm on the air.
You never know.
House in 10 years. Hey, listen, guys. I love you.
Thank you.
Had a great deal, and carry on. You guys will be busier than hell.
Thank you, Jack.
I hope so.
As will you,
Jack McGee. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh.
You know what I feel like doing right now?
A shot.
Well,
Holly.
Shot of Holly.
In that order. Thanks, Jack.
If we got a camera on Holly. Jesus Christ, no cameras. Let's get her someplace where the cameras are.
Let's get the cameras
over here by the Frank Army thing. Let's get her.
Come on.
Let's get her over
right
here.
Yeah.
So we're going to break so we can see what you should wear to a funeral if you look like that.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, the cameras are following.
What I want to do right now is a little.
I wasn't ready.
I know you're not ready. That's why I'm going to win.
Do we have our trophy in here?
Actually, the trophy is in the office.
It's in the office. Can someone get
it?
Someone
needs to run and get the trophy.
Someone go get a trophy. I'm going to stall. I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. You want to go first?
Who won the last one?
Frank, probably.
I think I did, so I will go last. So, Frosty, give me the honors of being the first on the very last edition of Who's Going to Hell.
Well, I've been sitting on this story for a few days. The mother of a nine-year-old diabetic, who died as she lay beside a bag of candy and other sweets, has been accused of helping cause her death by giving her said sweets. Apparently, she now faces up to life in prison if convicted. The 9-year-old diabetic was, in fact, a diabetic, yet she loved her candy. So Mama gave her too much candy, despite knowing her kid was a diabetic, and she is, in fact, dead. She died amidst a stack of Hostess cupcakes, Twinkies, M&Ms, and assorted candy bars. She let her eat cupcakes 3 meals a day.
Enough about your autobiography.
Knowing her child was diabetic. My category is 1-800-CANDY-FOR-KIDS. No insulin today.
You're not worthy. Oh, you came to play. The very last show, you son of a bitch. You show up.
Damn it. We wouldn't be fired.
I wouldn't do mine now.
I don't either.
Mine was just, well
good luck, buddy.
All right,
buddies.
Heidi. All right, Heidi.
Oh, man. A woman. Damn it. Crap. I still want to cuss.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You didn't win the entire 8 years. And now you come the last day with that.
So I get to keep the trophy.
A woman has been convicted of repeatedly using a cattle prod.
Good start.
To discipline her 15-year-old daughter. Jurors deliberated. Easy for me to say.
Jurors deliberated. Miles, come back. Heidi needs a ride.
For nearly 2 hours today before finding 53-year-old Connie Thompson guilty of one count of child abuse. The investigation started after police found her daughter while searching for two runaways. The girl had not been reported missing. The team told authorities, and it has been proven, that her mother used a cattle prod, an electric shocking device used to move cattle to punish the teen numerous times. So my nominee for Who's Going to Hell is, have you met my daughter, Brandy?
Enjoy third place.
Third?
Enjoy the bronze.
I'm not even
I haven't done my story yet. You're getting third.
Oh, shame. You must feel.
Come on, Brandy. Have you met my daughter, Brandy?
Okay. The weight you must feel on your shoulders. Oh, Heidi.
All right. Here we go. An infant just minutes old was found dead in Lake Pontchartrain, thrown there by a woman believed to be its mother. The baby's umbilical cord was still attached. The mother said she was trying to teach the new baby to swim and thought the umbilical cord would act like a floating pool noodle. So my contestant for Who's Going to Hell is Noodle.
God damn it! Going.
Our number is 888-520-9710. We come back, we'll go down the line in the order the calls come in.
I'm going out like this. Are you kidding me?
Maybe you can hang yourself with the top 40 intros.
Give us a call, 888-520-9710. Who's going to hell? We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Just an observation, it's one hell of a lot of commercials for a station that's going out of business.
Yeah.
Good God. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are our last show ever. 971fmtalk.com, the webcast is on.
You're joining us in the middle of a...
Going...
Did I totally step on the address that you were going to give out to watch
good.
The webcast?
No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Our timing after this long should be better.
You'd think after 42 years of working
like an
together,
old married couple.
To watch the webcast, you can go to
971fmtalk.com. That's our webcast as we speak.
So give people an update of your contestants for Who's Going to Hell.
A mother gives 9-year-old diabetic child...
Oh, yeah!
Never thought it would be Frosty that'd be the first one.
I'm sory. I cussed.
Oh, shoot.
I wasn't ready for my...
He's not ready to play it anymore. Just sing it. Acapella.
Oh, my God. I love it.
That is perfect.
Did you hear that online,
that
maybe?
That was like the realest moment.
They heard it on hold. Okay. Everybody on hold laughing.
All right.
It was 1-800-CANDY-FOR-KIDS. No insulin today.
Heidi, what was your contestant for Who's Going to Hell?
A woman has been convicted of repeatedly using a cattle prod to discipline her 15-year-old daughter. The teen told authorities, and it's been proven, that her mother used a cattle prod, an electric shocking device, to move cattle to punish her daughter when she acted up numerous times in 2007. So my nominee for Who's Going to Hell is, have you met my daughter, Brandy?
It doesn't matter how you say
hang
Brandy.
Hang on, there's more.
Oh,
God, here we go.
Save it.
And finally, I had a lady who tossed her newborn baby with umbilical cord attached into Lake Pontchartrain, and she said she was trying to teach the new baby to swim and thought the umbilical cord would act like a floaty pool noodle. And my contestant was, noodle, noodle, please.
You bastard. Going. Hate you both.
In order, the calls came in down the line. Who's going to help Eugene?
Oh, how fired that one.
I guess Eugene heard that. I don't know. It was a slip. Sorry, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Give me the whiskey.
Enjoy your fine.
Right. So who's going to help Eugene?
1-800-CANDY-FOR-KIDS.
No insulin today.
Damn it.
Right.
Yay. Well, that concludes right. Voting, and I win.
That's one vote for Frosty.
Octavio in San Pedro, or Pedro. I don't know anymore.
San Pedro.
I care. Hello, Octavio.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Octavio.
Hey, how's it going?
You're so white.
Really quick, I want to tell you guys, Frank Garmy.
That's right.
Heidi Giggity-Gee.
Hey, baby.
And Frosty, I'm really going to miss your Thanksgiving joke that you do every year.
Oh, maybe by next fall I'll be podcasting or something.
Hopefully I have a job by November.
Maybe I'll just blog the funny line. You can read my blog.
But really quick, it's not goodbye. It's just a see you later. And yeah. I got to throw my vote over to Frosty 1-800.
Candy.
All for kids,
it's
no
answer. Yeah,
that really is. Yeah. It really, really is. Two votes for Frosty, zero for Heidi and myself.
Karen, who's going to hell? What's the worst story? Karen.
Talking to me?
Yes,
yep, Karen.
You talking to me?
No, some other Karen talking back to us.
Who's going to hell is the person who's fired you, I think.
Oh, all right, there's a vote for CBS.
That's a category. I like it.
There's a vote for CBS.
There is that.
Channel 4 just said it's because of financial reasons, because of the economy. Could this possibly be true? I mean, I don't
Well, not necessarily.
That.
It's because of Tom Likas.
Oh, for God's sakes. Right?
Well,
yeah, really. He was the only one that wouldn't take a pay cut. So it's because of Tom that we're all losing our jobs. Thank you, Tom.
Why does it have to be all of you? I don't get it.
Because they can't afford all of us, and they thought if they could get all of us to negotiate down. It's like Barack Obama said. Sometimes, you know, either we're going to make some pay cuts, or you're going to get your buddy or your neighbor laid off.
Right.
And so, do you want to take a pay cut? And he's asking everyone to give back a little bit in this hard time. And Tom Likas wouldn't give back in a hard time, so we're all getting S-canned, and the format dies because of him.
You made this agreement first, all or one, you know, all or none.
And, Frank, all this in the middle of stay or go. Or,
really?
Who's going to hell, I mean.
That's the truth. He can BS you as much as he wants. That is the absolute truth.
Can he say he wants to go himself?
I'll let him talk to you his last 2 hours when he brings down the curtain on 97.1, because he really did bring down the curtain on 97.1.
Can we just stop and talk about this?
No, hell no.
No.
Who's going to hell going? Call him up and for his last 2 hours on the air and have him explain to you why we're going off the air again without the crap that he announced yesterday at 5 o'clock.
You sure you want to elaborate about the pay cut we
no
took?
No big deal.
We took a pay cut.
Adam Kroll took a pay cut.
Yep.
I mean,
everyone here took a pay cut trying to help the company stay afloat, and the only person who wouldn't was Tom Likas, the guy who loves radio so much. I'm a businessman first.
You don't want to discuss the percentage pay cut we took?
Whatever. Talk to him. I'm done.
Oh, my.
Here we go. Who's going to hell? Tom Likas, son of a bitch.
It's supposed to be happy party. I mean,
Tom Likas.
The bar and stuff, but wow.
I don't care about you listeners. I never did.
See, here's the thing. Can I just suggest, in the middle of this feature, to the imbeciles who are going to be playing Top 40 music at 5 p.m., the discussion Frank just initiated would get more people listening than Britney Spears.
Well, they don't care about that.
This topic is compelling.
They want to hear
at 5 p.m., this topic ends, and you're listening to Justin Timberlake instead.
So this will never be answered because Tom...
Right.
We'll never have a chance to talk about
it. However interested you are in what Frank has just opened, the canyon's opened,
people are glued
to the radio wanting to know more. You won't get to know more because you'll hear top 40 songs.
You're right.
Call up Tom and tell him what I said and have him explain it to you.
Did they
ask him to go to another station? Did they ask him to take a pay cut? Did they ask to renegotiate his contract? And who said no? And who else? Everybody else said, okay.
We took a pay cut.
We'll bend.
Huge.
Yeah. We'll listen to the president, Barack Obama. We won't get our neighbor fired. We'll take a pay cut.
Because we thought everybody was.
We wanted to help.
But no.
Oh, well.
So who really loves radio? Who really loves this format?
I do.
There you go.
But unfortunately, at 5 p.m., we're jamming the hits.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't continue this line of discussion.
We're bringing sexy back.
Because this is compelling. This is compelling and interesting, and I suspect would keep us number one, and Tom number one
as well.
The top 40 tunes are more compelling, according to people in New York.
Well, if I had his contract, too, I probably wouldn't renegotiate either. I'd be like, I'm going to Argentina. Getting me some banana. All right,
so
whatever.
Is that a vote for me?
I don't know where we are now.
Is it for Heidi?
Yes, it was mine. It was a vote
Frank,
for me.
Vote
that was a vote
to?
For CBS.
Oh, for CBS, okay.
So it's two for Frosty, one for CBS.
Yes.
Interesting, Frank. Mario, who's going to hell?
Hi, Frosty.
Hi, Mari.
Hi, Frosty. I just wanted to tell you that even though you shot me down at the Tea Club, I still love you.
Oh, how
he
nice.
He shoots all women down. Yeah.
I shoot everyone down everywhere, actually.
And I want to say that I want to thank Frank for being the only one at the radio station that has the balls to tell the truth about what is going on at the station.
That's right.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
No problem, sweetheart. Who are you voting for? Is that a vote for me, then? Noodle, please.
Noodle.
Have you met my daughter,
thank
Brandon?
You.
God damn it.
A vote for me. I didn't get shut out like Heidi.
No, I'm not going to get skunked, because I'm giving DJ
a
BJ.
Votes for Frosty,
if he votes
one
for me.
Vote for me, one vote for CBS.
DJ.
Well.
DJ, hello.
Damn it.
Heidi, I'm so sorry.
Ugh.
And you know what?
You don't know what you're missing.
Yeah, you know, I know, but it hurts me so much more to say it.
Yeah.
I got to give it to Frosty.
Yay! 1-800. What is it?
1-800. Three votes.
Frosty. But I would like to say, though, Frank Kramer, extremely angry. Party of one. Your table's now available.
Well, yeah, we're all kind of.
But he's not really lying.
Well, yeah, I'm, whatever.
He's speaking the truth.
But no, I heard the big announcement, and it just made me sick to my stomach to hear that. Well, I don't own the train shack.
But what's really said is the dialogue can't happen because we're going to music. I mean, this is
you had the power to change the direction of the train. You didn't. You didn't switch the switch, so whatever. We'll be back. He won't.
Ooh. He got you.
Sit on the beach. Collect your money. Retire. Go stomp grapes, you fat bastard.
You don't... Okay, that was definitely a line.
Now that I expected from Frank.
That was a line.
You jumped it too, didn't you, Frank?
I jumped it.
Well, so did I.
I did.
That was worth dumping twice.
That was worth dumping twice.
And I agree, but I'll say it politely. F you.
Thank you. Definitely over the line there, Frank.
Oh, honey, I want a mouth kiss you right now.
Cow. Don't you?
Oh.
Frank, watch it. They'll fire you. They'll take you off the air.
Oh, heaven forbid. All right, the voting. Frosty has three votes for who's going to hell. I have one, and CBS has one.
Ernie, who's going to hell?
What's up, guys? Big Ernie!
Big Ernie!
Ernie, I pressed my boobs into you this morning, so that should get me something.
Yeah, he showed up here.
You know, first of all, let me say to everybody that smoked out behind Molly's, what's up? And I had to leave because I almost got fired for ditching.
Ooh, where was that one? All right, two votes for CBS. I know.
Travis is calling from Iraq, listening online. Hello, Travis.
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Travis.
You're in Iraq right now, huh?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for doing what you do, Travis.
Oh, no problem. I called you guys, it was last August, right before I left. That was actually the day I was leaving for Iraq. I gave you guys a call at one of your live shows. And I was hoping to make it to the birthday party this year, but oops.
Well,
we could do FHF road trip to Baghdad. In the green
car. Yeah, there you go.
Does Baghdad need any radio stations? You
know, we could do like a USO tour.
Not so much. Well, that'd be awesome. We need to get some good comedy out here.
So you and the guys would sit around the radio and stream us or what?
Yeah, it comes in really broken up because it constantly buffers because the internet's really bad.
No, that's how we do the show. We actually...
Well, as long as it cuts out Heidi, that's why you like it.
I feel like I'm on the phone with Christian Yamampour.
Being in the military, I have a pretty sick sense of humor, so I have to go with Heidi is going to hell today.
Heidi, a vote from Iraq.
What was my nominee, Travis?
What's that?
What's my nominee's name?
Brandy.
All right. Close enough.
Thank you, Travis, in Iraq.
Thank you, Travis.
God bless you. Gladys, who's going to hell?
I'm going to vote for you, Frosty, so hit it.
Oh, he should have played.
He can't play. It's the setup. Just sing it yourself.
1-877 Frosty's gay. HOMO really gay.
Yeah.
I don't recall that being
words. Sorry, it's the new hit.
To my
new commercial.
Okay. But I'll take the vote.
Frosty has 4 votes. I have 1, and Heidi has 1, and CBS has 2.
Please end this, Mars. Please.
Oh, I think he was just trying to help you get out.
Are you talking to someone else?
Jimmy, please end this in Anaheim. Jimmy, quickly. Who's going to hell?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jimmy.
I hate to do it, but I have to give one to Frosty.
I know.
Yay!
I know.
The end.
All right, let's call that the end. Yay! I don't think we're coming back. Frosty's the winner.
I get the trophy. The last trophy.
The trophy in some place. It's in the office, I think.
And a big surprise next to...
Well, no, we're not going to take a break now, are we?
We have to. Commercials.
We do?
We come back.
Screw commercials.
Now we have a few to do right here.
Why do we care anymore?
But we did. They paid the money and they deserve to be heard, Frank.
Play them during Tom's 2 hours. He's the company, man.
As a stockholder of CBS,
put the commercials on Tom's
we got to play him. We have to play him as
Frank
a stockholder.
We'll talk more about this all Monday right. over the song intros. In the meantime, back to the very lovely
congratulations.
Special guest. Thank you.
For the final winner of
Frosty.
I hope going.
We got to take that suit jacket off.
Frosty, Audi, and Frank. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, webcasting at 971fmtalk.com, and this is our last show. Your close personal friend, Tom Likas, Frank, at 5 p.m. we'll throw it over to the new format as 971 changes format. We need to tell you, listeners to the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show, something very, very important. At the end of our show, an hour and 10 minutes, go to our website, FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. That's all I'm going to say. End of the show. FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. And keep checking that site.
And like I mentioned earlier, since it's so easy just to start a music radio station, I did it last night. Started my own radio station called Blaze Radio at FrankArmy.com. I was going to play music all weekend long, and then on Monday, if you still need that Frosty, Heidi, and Frank fix, from 10 to 2, normal time, it's going to be the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Classic Rewind. So you can still come back and hear the old shows, the old things you missed and that you loved.
Mm.
I'm not forcing you to listen to something that you don't want to listen to.
How cool is that?
How nice of you.
I did that for you.
How nice.
You all right?
Now, we have a very special guest in the studio.
Hey, guys.
It's Marion.
She's so beautiful. The Irish maiden, Marion.
Well, you're being so nice.
I'm surprised you even came back.
Well, I'm not completely wasted this time. Have I apologized enough the way I treated you like 2 years ago?
Yes, we can move on.
Because I was so wasted.
Now, Marion, you headed to Molly Malone's for the after party?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah. We might get up and you might play a few tunes.
Yeah,
you will be.
We love when you stop by.
Oh, well, thanks, guys. I love
you. You look really good. Looks like you got a boyfriend or something like
that.
Hello. Are you pregnant again?
No, God, bite your tongue. For God's sake, no.
She's glowing.
What is it about you? What's different? The hair longer? You lost some weight?
A little longer, yeah.
You've been working out, doing some yoga, some Pilates?
I've been having a lot of sex.
A lot of sex?
That's the best workout.
All right.
It's the best workout.
No. But
Marion's looking good, so go to 971fmtalk.com. We are webcasting right now to see the lovely Marion with her guitar.
She always came in every St. Patty's Day for those drunken shows, and here she is today in our last show.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
Chris
had called, and we'd set up St. Patrick's Day.
So what did you think when you heard that we were going off
there? I was pissed.
I was
mad and angry, and, it is what it is, but you guys are going to pop up somewhere even better.
I hope
Don't
so.
Worry about us, Mary.
I'm not worried at all. Just make sure you have my number.
Oh, I do.
You do. Yeah, you've yet to call us.
Yeah, you've never
Marion is one of my top MySpace friends.
Yes, I am. I am. That's right. I remember that.
The top,
Nobody does MySpace anymore, baby.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
We're Facebook friends.
Yes, we're Facebook friends.
Yeah, I think so, maybe. Yeah.
We talked last week.
Yeah.
We won't talk about our little midnight.
Oh, my.
No. What? What's going on over there?
We have an IM relationship.
Oh.
For God's sake.
We were imming all night. Im me, baby. Im me.
Did she sing to you?
No, she didn't sing to me, but I can't wait because she brought her guitar with her and it's sitting on her lovely lap.
Love it.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was just a tumor of some kind with a matching string.
Tumor of strings? Are we requesting or did you just want to pick something?
Well, you know, a few different people that I spoke to that listen in all the time. Okay. You know you have to do Danny Boy. You have to do Danny Boy with Frosty because every year we do it, baby.
Well, you want me to play along and run the song?
I want you to play your organ.
Really?
Put your hands on your organ, babe.
Are you sure?
Makes me cry.
I'm kind of
I still think it's appropriate for today.
I got to be the mix master over
what
here.
What key, Marion?
In A.
A.
Yeah.
I don't have A over here. Do you have...
You don't have A?
You have M?
I do.
Okay, fine.
As in Miriam, Meredith, Marianne.
I'm trying to follow you.
Whatever the hell it is.
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Yes, you can follow.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flies are dying. Tis you must go and I must fly.
Magnificent, Marion.
Magnificent.
That was so much fun.
Oh, my God.
You guys together.
I should have just gone zombie for God's sake.
No, I know you have to go.
I do.
And,
You want to plug anything?
You know what? Everybody down to Finn McCool's on Sunday nights at 5 on Main Street in Santa Monica. Come on down and hear me
go
play
support
my band.
Her.
5 to 7:30.
We love
She's
her.
A friend of the show. She's a friend of yours. So
thanks,
go support
guys.
Marion.
Thank
it's kind of like we had a musical orgasm there or something.
Baby, I'm telling you, I felt
I did
it.
Over here with Holly.
I saw that.
Yes, I had a musical orgasm as well. And if you would have a musical orgasm coming up at 1 o'clock is the final episode of Should I Stay or Should I Go with a special celebrity guest to be our judges.
The last hour of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show next with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.